Well, he's a big man. They said they weren't big enough. Well, they are now. Certainly that Manly forward pack. He's one of the new recruits for the Sea Eagles ahead of Joe Kelly, the CEO. Willie Mason joins us. G'day, Willie.
How are you going?
Hey, Willie, you finally come to the strength, mate, the Northern Beaches.
Yeah, mate. It's always been nice over here, but we only come over here to play. But now I'm obviously going to live over here and enjoy the Northern Beaches.
Keeps you alive, these changes, mate. It's fantastic. You've got another year, hopefully more after that.
Yeah, I think obviously changing clubs every now and again, I think is healthy. It keeps you on your toes. You get to meet different people. Everyone's competitive these days, and they're all trying to knock each other off. So, you know, me being older sort of player now, and you got all these young kids trying to beat you and everything, and, you know, whether it be in the gym or out on the field. So it makes you lift your game a little bit. And so it keeps you on your toes, so I really like it.
Is it where you wanted to be, Willie?
I couldn't have picked a better club if I had a choice, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, it was just great timing with obviously Chucky Watmow going and Jason King retiring, and they just left a few spots open there for a front row and a ball play like Filetti Mateo. So. Yeah, it was just good timing, mate. I think, you know, being at Manly, I'm such a privilege to play for that club because, you know, obviously they've been in the last, you know, 6-8 years have been, you know, in grand finals, winning grand finals or at least top four. So they've got very high standards and they've got such a great culture at the club. So, you know, I'm blessed to be playing with them.
Yeah, look, training started for you guys. Is that the feel you get, Willie, that you can sort of see why they've had the success?
Can, you know what I mean? They're going to train. They're very relaxed and they're very confident in the work that they do. They've got that much trust in, you know, in Tubbs and the Dave Penner and Steve Georgalis there. You know, it's only a small little gang of people that's there. You know, you have to look at other clubs. They've probably got more staff than players. You know, now with Manly, they've only got 3 coaches. You know, the one physio, they just keep it really nice and tight. And you know, you walk into training, everybody's really, you know, everyone's good mates and they love each other's company. And, you know, you can see that they've just got that bit of swag about them that they're pretty confident in what they do.
Yeah, so you declare that they're a happy bunch, mate.
Yeah, they are. They are, you know. I heard obviously all the rumours about all, you know, this all the garbage that was going on last year. And I really don't see any of that. So, yeah, I think they're a great club and a great bunch of blokes so far. It's only been 2 weeks.
That's right. You haven't had a blue with anyone yet, Willie.
No. They're all pretty low-key guys.
And mate, it's an important year for you as well, mate, because I know you're a little bit bitter with what happened at Newcastle, so there's nothing like a professional sports person to prove everybody else wrong.
Yeah, for sure. You know, obviously, didn't end the best way that I wanted. I wanted to stay at Newcastle, and you know, now, you know, see, I've been through it before. I've never really got told that I wasn't wanted. You know what I mean, like talent wise. So that sort of reignites a bit of fire in the belly. So you know, I'll just have to prove more people wrong. So
sure.
I don't mind doing that every year. So it's all right.
Willie, it seemed when you got there, you might have done things a little bit different. And what I noticed was that you maybe weren't as outspoken. I like the fact you've been outspoken, but did you try consciously to do things differently?
In Newcastle?
Yes.
Yeah, I think me and Wayne had a bit of a plan. Like, I still look at him as one of a great mentor and a great friend because he was just sick of the way that the media were exposing me and just turning everything into a big drama and, you know what I mean? So he protected me a fair bit. Like, I didn't have to do that much media. But, you know, did my stuff with Fox Sports and Triple M and just toned it down with, you know, just being that guy that had to make that quote, you know? He goes, you don't have to be that guy. You don't have to make a quote, you know what I mean? Like, you can just say nothing. Or just do your mandatory, just a couple of interviews there. And if it's a positive story, just do a positive story. Don't comment on anything in the game that you don't want to, you know, unless you get on Fox. And, you know, at 360, I can comment on all that stuff. He goes, but other than that, you know, don't don't do anything, goes and it should work out. And it has the last 3 years. You know, my image has changed a hell of a lot, and it's all because I haven't really said much in the media. I haven't changed at all.
Willie, as you know, mate, with the way the competition operates, it's so hard to stay at the top of the pile as far as the National Rugby League is concerned, and Manly have done an unbelievable job at staying at the pointy end of the comp for a long, long time. Many are saying it's impossible for them to keep doing it. What's your feeling?
Yeah, well, if you have a look at their back line, you know, with the halves that they got, with Cherry Evans and Kieran Foran, arguably the best halves in the comp, and you got the back line is just ridiculous. So pretty much, you know, you've still got Jamie Lyon and Stevie Maddie, all them guys, they just concentrating on club football, and they've got such a great leadership group, and they're all hungry, and they all want to win, you know what I mean? They would have left a bit of taste in their mouth in 2013, and last year even, you know, being so close. So they're hungry. I know they want to win a premiership. So, now, obviously, I'm going to add something to that. Toledi Mateo is as well. You know, we're both hungry players and we want to win as well. So they don't just grab any player that just wants to play NRL. You've got to want to win. You know what I mean? Twos wants to win everything. If they're that competitive and the standards are that high at the club, it's great. It's great to have that. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But, to be at the top, like the Melbournes and the, you know, and the Manlys, you know, in the last sort of 8 years have been the dominant club. It is a monumental task just to keep turning up. And you know, if you're not winning grand finals, you know what I mean? Like, you've got to still train as hard and all this kind of stuff. So Manly's pretty smart about the way they train. They keep their players, you know, pretty fresh. Their older sort of players don't really do as much as the younger players. But, you know, that's why they hit the ground running at 100 miles an hour. So, you know, I think they keep them fresh. That's the main thing.
Willie, well done, mate. You deserve this opportunity. I hope it works out for you, and I'll see you on the Northern Beaches.
Yeah, cheers, mate. No worries.